This is the President's Club, brought to you by Pizza Hut Coburg. Today, we are speaking with Stephen Blakey, President of the Rotary Club of Brighton. Stephen, thanks for joining us. So, what inspired you to take on the role of President for your club, and what responsibilities do you have in this leadership position?
Well, as President of the Rotary Club of Brighton, it's not the first time I've been President. Small club, sometimes you got to do the same role several times, or maybe multiple roles times. And basically, I am available, can do it, and don't mind it. And the primary responsibility is keeping the club functioning and moving ahead and engaged.
How does your club contribute to the community, and can you share some examples of recent or ongoing projects that are making a difference?
As a service club, a lot of what we do is raising money so that we can give back in a monetary fashion to the community in various ways and means. But there is also hands-on activities that we do, such as often in the spring, we're maybe on a road picking up the garbage for the Clean Up Northumberland or Keep Brighton kind of event. And last year, there are 6 Rotary Clubs in Northumberland County, and the Cobra Club came up with an idea to plant 500 trees in Northumberland County through the 6 Rotary Clubs in cooperation with the local municipalities. So October of last year, in cooperation and with some municipal staff, we planted, there were 85 trees in Brighton, some in Codrington as well, planted here in the community with the help of Rotarians, municipal staff, and Councillor Jeff Wielden also. And then we support the food bank and the schools in various ways, and community care often, and other organizations within the community.
That's amazing. So what are some of the biggest challenges your club faces in fulfilling its mission, and how do you work to overcome them?
As a small club, we sometimes struggle just with the numbers of people and volunteers, but we have very, very high and good participation of the members that we do have. And so just numbers often can be a challenge. We're always looking to kind of grow the club and try to recruit new members.
And you kind of jumped right into the next question there, and how do you engage and recruit new members, or what qualities or skills do you look for in individuals joining your club?
Basically, if you're interested in giving back to the community and having fun doing it, Rotary could be an option for you. So, no particular skills, just a willingness to dive in and get involved and help out the community.
Perfect. Okay, we're in the final stretch here. So looking ahead, what are your key priorities as president, and or how do you envision the club evolving to meet the community's changing needs?
Well, the club members are members of the community, so we're part of that change and such. So a big thing that we do is we do meet every Wednesday, with some exceptions. But Wednesday morning, we look to bring in people and to share with us their expertise or their knowledge, and let us know often where the needs are. So we'll, from different organizations that might be looking for support or such, we have them come in and talk to us to share with the members what is going on in the community and where are they. Needs, whether that's family violence and such, or through community care or other initiatives or programs within Northumberland County or the Quinte region, or even more broadly, an aspect of what Rotary does, not only local community but also internationally. So whether it's issues in Ukraine or other parts in the world, Rotary has stepped up and supported and worked on some of those projects. One of the things I'm really proud of as a Rotarian is the Polio Plus campaign. Basically, Rotary initiated this in the mid-80s worldwide with the World Health Organizations to eradicate polio. Some other big programs that we are is our youth exchange program. We send a brave young person from ENSS on an annual basis to a country for 10, 11 months of the world, and bring a youth from somewhere in the world. This year we have a young lady from Finland at ENSS for the year, and we have a young lady from ENSS who's in Belgium this year. Part of the exchange, get to learn a new language and learn the culture and such. That's a big program that we support and have worked with for many years.
For more features as part of this series, click the President's Club tab on our website.